I got biblical world. Every one of my class, it's been a blessing. I've really enjoyed it. It's challenged me to manage my time even better, to not procrastinate as much, even though I still seem to do that. Still haven't quite got that one out of the system yet, but gallery over there. But anyway, so, you know, coming this June, I'll graduate with my bachelor's. And it's a pretty exciting thing. But I'll finally have the right education, you know? I mean, that was something that all had been in my heart, okay? Everybody's process is different. There's, you know, like, one thing that I had to learn is I had to stop trying to be what everybody else wanted me to be. I just had to accept what process is, you know, that God had for me, and that goes for each one of us, okay? You know, whether it is you work the same job for 30 years and you love it, you know, or you've had a couple different jobs or whatever degree or level of education you get, you do what God's called you to do. And so I felt like I was doing that. And I had really tried at the beginning of this year. I really went after something that had been in my heart for a while. And it seemed like it was going good. And I was going really exciting. Like, this may actually happen. And then that email came through. You're not going to go forward in this process. You know, we can't use you. So anyway, that got pretty discouraging. So I finally got to the point where I'm like, you know what, God? I'm just going to focus on finishing the schoolwork. I'm just going to focus on you, focus on my serving here at this church and children's ministry, and work my job the best I can and wait till I graduate. Then I'll maybe apply again. Well, then the last 3 weeks, I saw this job opportunity on Facebook, and it was for Temple Christian School, where my kids go to school, where my wife had just got a job as an elementary music teacher. Because it's not just me. Linda's been in this process, too, where she's had a dream job for the last 10, 12 years, and she got that earlier in the summer as a music teacher with all the little ones. And so, you know, I was just like, I saw this job as a business manager for the school. I'm like, well, that seems interesting. I'm like, I asked her, I'm like, should I go for this? She's like, yeah, just try it. And like, she got me an application. I printed off my resume. I did that on Wednesday. She turned that in on a Friday. The next day, on a Saturday, I got an email from the school. Said, hey, we'd like to have an interview with you on Monday at 4. Okay, I can make that happen. Monday night, the interview went good. I got a call, and I was offered the job. But it was like, yeah, I was like, wow, this is really cool. And it's like, wait, what about all the realities that surround all that? Am I really ready to leave this job I've been at 18 years? I mean, I've talked about it. I thought about it. I said that I was. You know, are we prepared to take this step of faith? Because it's going in like a ministry thing, because, you know, it is a private Christian school. So, you know, there's some steps of faith to it. But so by Wednesday, we said that we would accept the job. Friday had an offer. And that next Monday, I was putting my 2 weeks in, and tomorrow is my last day at the job I've had for 18 years. And Monday, I start that brand new job, and it's an exciting time. And I only share that with you guys. You know, like, there were years in there, years. I thought, I got to be doing something wrong. There's got to be something wrong with me. You know, God, what are you doing? God is not on our timetable. As much as I don't like to say that, but he's not. He's on his timetable. And every one of those things that I did, that business that I was a part of, you know, that other ministry job that I did, every one of those experiences actually helped get me this job. If I wouldn't have been 10 years in the finance job I'm at now and then all those other things, all that worked together to bring me to this point. And I believe this is just a starting point. Pastor Phil has been saying, just getting started. Hashtag just getting started. I've seen you guys do some awesome stuff out there on Facebook and everything. But it's so important that we know that this is not the end. We're not coming to a plateau or a place to rest. Okay, remember, we are soldiers in God's army. Okay, and he has things for us to do. We have missions that we have to begin to go on. Okay, we have battles that we have to fight. There's a war that is raging. Okay, and we are the soldiers that are going to stand there and fight that good fight of faith. Okay, so even if the season is way longer than what you ever thought it would be, I thought years ago I remember when I first got that job, I'm like, 5 years, I'm out. Then it was 10 years, I'm out. And then it was by the time I was 30 or 35, I'm like, I'm going to be out of that place. Well, what's that? So, but now it was like, now, and then all of a sudden, in like one weekend, so many things that I've been praying about, believing God, seeking God for, persevering in. It wasn't always pretty. I wasn't always like the poster boy for perseverance or not giving up. You guys, you don't have to be that. You just have to not give up and continue to press on, to persevere each and every day. Okay? So I just got just a few more things, and we're gonna close up. Let's consider our examples out of the Bible. Okay?